Hi, this is George Batty from The Church of Christ. The Churches of Christ salute you, Romans 16:16. This week, the question is this. Should you send money to TV preachers? If you've ever tuned in and watched religious programming, there's one common denominator to these broadcasts. Money. The preachers on television are asking for money. They want donations, or they want you to purchase their tapes or their printed material. They want you to make a seed faith contribution. Let me give you an example of what I mean. David Epley classifies himself as a world faith teacher. He proclaims that if you listen to his so-called gospel message, you will find yourself being blessed by God materially, far beyond your wildest dreams. Mr. Epley sent out a bar of prayer-blessed soap in which people were told to wash away all bad luck, sickness, misfortunes, and evil. And he writes this, "Now, after you wash the poverty from your hands, take out the largest bill or check you have, that $100 bill or $50 bill or $20 bill. Hold it in your clean hands and say, 'In Jesus' name, I dedicate this gift to God's work,' and expect a miracle return of money." End quote. Now, of course, you're expected to send the largest bill to Mr. Epley's ministry. In the last paragraph of his letter, he writes this, "Through this gift of discernment, I see someone sending a $25 offering, and God is showing me a large check coming to them in the next short while. I mean large. It looks like over $1,000. I know this sounds strange, but you know me well enough to know I have to obey God when He speaks. I'll be waiting for your answer." End quote. Now, should you send money to these preachers and their ministries? The answer is absolutely not. Let me give you two good reasons for not sending money. Number one, money for the Lord's work is supposed to come from the contributions of the church members when they gather for worship on the first day of each week. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2. Number two, these preachers are teaching false doctrine, and money sent to them will propagate the false doctrine even further. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." Now, these men do not teach salvation like the Scriptures teach, Mark 16:16. They do not teach scriptural worship like the Scriptures teach, 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. They use religion as an opportunity to enrich themselves. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, the Bible says, "They are men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself." Now, if you could see the houses, the cars, and jewelry that these men possess, you would immediately see they're using religion as a means of enriching themselves. Neither Jesus nor the apostles enriched themselves. They did not ask any unbelievers to contribute to their ministries. Jesus didn't even have his own house to live in, Matthew 8, verse 20. The apostles were often hungry and without the necessities of life, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 27. In 3 John, verse 7, the Bible says, "They went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles." In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 7, the apostle says, "I preach the gospel of God to you free of charge." My friend, do not waste your money by sending it to television ministries. True gospel preachers do not charge people to hear the gospel. They do not ask the public for donations. You will never see Jesus nor his apostles doing this. These men are charlatans trying to take advantage of people. Thanks for listening to this message this week. If you would like to speak with someone from the congregation of the Church of Christ in person, simply leave your name and phone number at the sound of the tone, and one of our brethren will be glad to call and visit with you. We invite you to call again next week as we consider another subject on Bible Talk.